Right. So fundamentally, when we started, you know, you could kind of say we were trying to get OpenStack and OpenDaylight and OVS to work with each other. I mean, like, you know, kind of basic stuff. But sort of as it's gone on, you know, you could sort of think of us as integrating and testing kind of the NFVI, having integrated and tested the NFVI and Vim layer made up of upstream components. And then that led to a big focus on automated testing itself. So we have a number of NFVI Vim, functional performance, and how would you categorize yardstick? Performance-ish?
He said
generally functional testing, right? They integrated some performance testing for the VNF.
Right.
The NFV bank.
Yeah.
Originally, it was the functional test.
Functional testing, data, I just sat with a second. Functional testing, data plane, and benchmark. Low stress.
And all of those are very much focused on the Vim NFVI kind of aspect of it, although we also have some VNF, I think a little bit of VNF.
They're using the VNF to
validate
the Vim and the NFVI.
And then also because we were doing so much integration, we ended up doing a lot of cross-project CI/CD work.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of its own focus area, which is getting CI/CD working very well across projects. So initially, once again, focused on NFVI Vim, but I think it would be great if we could get that working a little bit better with the CI and CD that's happening in ONF. So in some ways, you can kind of think of OPNFV, and also we kind of started with the conformance and compliance testing. So testing, CI/CD, and integration were kind of our three pillars. But from an ONAP, I think, perspective, I think you can think of us as kind of sort of an NFVI Vim kind of provider to you, because we are doing the integration of the pieces that are required to make up an NFVI Vim. Would you call that relatively?
Yeah.
So
I help create the OPNFV monster. The concept is very simple. The problem is this is really happening is all the carers are doing the same thing at a high level. You're all trying to create I'm a vendor. OpenStack. You're all trying to create, you know, the Linux, the DBDK, blah blah blah, and now that you have ONAP, if you use the ONAP perspective, everyone's going to try to install ONAP. Of course, I know that's not true, but let's just pretend we're all going to do ONAP, the whole ONAP. And what does ONAP do? It does the orchestration of the VNFs on top of, right, the NFVI and so forth. So you know in the end, this whole thing becomes this big integration project. So, of course, I guess OPNFE, you know, since they're focused on integration, they just added ONAP as another orchestrator like OpenStack is like a normal. I'm using the word too loosely, but as a system that will, for whatever reason, has to interface with the NFVI and the Vim, as well as the VNF, right? And now OPNFE is trying to use Vim to validate that the OpenStack, when it sets up stuff, you know, is done correctly, right? Otherwise, you do certain validation, but you really need something to drive it. That's the only reason for the VNF. Then you got ONAP that's trying to use real VNF, I mean, probably VNF, just pure open source VNF, and trying to orchestrate it, whatever it is you're trying to orchestrate, right? Where you end up, you know, VNF and PNF and so forth, and do the whole OSS automation, right? And so I personally, not really, sorry, people are coming, wanted to just understand what you guys are doing and how it fits in with what we're doing. And what started, I'm sorry.
One question before we jump into that. Can you speak a little bit about also the configurations you support? What are they called? Scenarios?
Yes. So kind of how we release is via scenario, which we sort of use in an overloaded way because really it sort of corresponds to kind of the component compositions that we test in the course of a release cycle. So sometimes those are things that are for the purposes of the test. Actually, you know, Morgan probably should be doing this more articulately than I can.
For like OpenStack version X.0, right?
Yeah. And so they kind of build up like from a smoke testing, more complicated testing perspective. So you might just be testing OpenStack plus ODL. And then sometimes you get to very complicated full compositions of OpenStack plus Phyto VPP plus Open Daylight plus sort of exotic not exotic but just more comprehensive, and we call all of those compositions scenarios. Some of them are more closely related to what you would actually, you know, to the type of infrastructure you actually deploy Azure Vim. Yeah. Some are there really kind of for the release and testing purposes. But we kind of make them all available as part of that.
But is Linux involved also?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, we install.
There's any infrastructure that's only OpenStack-centric. It's mainly OpenStack-centric that seems to already, I think, they're all.
We do cloud native compositions as well.
To be able to create compositions, it means that the number of the scenario decreased over the last release. At the beginning of Pinity, there were quite a lot of scenarios with different installer as well, which were in charge of creating these compositions. So Redis, Canonical, Mirantis, Huawei, they have their own installer. This also reduces the number of LDN controller, OpenDNI, Windows, OpenVM. There are also less of options. The idea for the service provider was to try to trust the composition of the scenario, assuming that each of the components were released every 6 months. So now this scenario were built, and aside of this scenario, seven or eight test project has been created to cover the different aspects for an API on Vim testing, assuming that most of the tests are coming. So PNV is mainly integrating. They're reusing lots of existing upstream tests, such as all the OpenStack test suites or the test suites, but they put all together and they try to test all the scenario, collect the results in the database, and provide a few comparisons of the different scenarios. It's possible to report bugs or an influence of a controller, of a version, of a change of API in one of the compositions that stream to the community. That's not the idea. Even initially, the idea was to deliver one reference platform, but at the end, it was not one reference platform, but some tooling to give some trust on the global composition. Because it's very complex. And we wanted to be sure before starting doing things that it has already been integrated. We have lots of tests available to test. We can replay the slicing chain in order to continuously check that even if we are upgrading one of the components, on the picture, it's still working as we expect. So we have quite a huge number of tests today. So in functional testing and in performance testing. In functional testing, there's one main project, the current test. And in performance testing, I would say Elastic is the one that I've project from our, but we have tests for storage, for networking performance project. So we have
from an OpenStack point of view. Or Kubernetes.
For example, OpenStack, which is a functional test project, I would say 80% or 90% of the tests are coming from the source. So they're not rewritten, they're just onboarded. And they have been integrated in a project called Cross Testing, which is just a way to unify the way to launch a test. So 80 or 90% of the tests are coming from upstream. For Kubernetes, yes, in 100. But ultimately, added value was also to have some VLF tests, also end to end. So so the PTL is around. If you maybe and today, every time we deploy a scenario based on OpenStack, because everything has been done for Kubernetes, not the same level. But with OpenStack, you test at least your full deployment of an IMS using three different orchestrators. So using Git, using Cloudify, using two. Yes. We used to have OpenStack and version 2.
You said what?
Open Baton.
Oh, Open Baton.
We use Open O. And we are doing some stuff on app today, but it's not fully integrated in the community. We are doing that on our side in our apps. We started discussing with integration team. And we have also a virtual core EPC, OpenAI interface, in follow with the Canonical Juju orchestration. And the last one is a virus generator installed with Python. And these tests are the three tests of the deploy Docker Inspector or the assume it's here. And then you deploy the VM. Everything is automatically done in the Jenkins type. It's not script, then manual thing, and script and manual situation. In the sense that it's done played by the machine on all the scenarios. And then once the VNF is installed, you have also usually a set of tests corresponding to the signaling of the VNF. You have, for example, for IMS, they are running the VIMS data switch test suite across more than 150 signaling testing for regulation, code, digital, whatever.
Yeah, so Cedric said you tested with a virtual IMS open source, you tested with a virtual EPC open source, and you tested with a virtual router.
Yeah. On the open interface, there are also more than 1,000 tests that have been provided by the Red Hat, I think, the internet company that provides that integrated. What we are doing, starting discussing the integration team on our site, we reuse exactly the same logic. Once the case, if we are running tests with integrator, we can do that also with an app. So we're starting on that. Today, we are running basic with OEM. Sounds strange because all the presentation around our 5G, about complex things is very basic, but as we are checking out, we're not always providing enough trust in the sense that it's working on us. They are all okay, but our app was not usable. So we decided to make a very hello world thing, but really hello world. So it's just following the VM through all the mechanisms on app. So we test the SDC modeling, we onboard it.
So that's in this this team?
No,
it's actually what Morgan Teams is working on. It's
separate from what you're doing?
Separate, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we distribute the information to all the components, then we create the results on the check that is running. So this basic VM is just to check that end-to-end is running. And as we are a public open lab, usually the first thing when people come back to us and say, okay, we have a problem, our own app seems buggy or our problem, that's the first test we are running automatically because we are leveraging trust testing that has been developed and it's just spawning the Docker that we do all the time for you. And you get the results and just putting
in the data. So one question I have is how open is this? How did these scenarios get selected? And how open is the process? How do you have a feedback mechanism for people to suggest scenarios? How many scenarios are going to support? And then also, is there a notion of a long-term release sort of support? For example, if ONAP version changes, that doesn't necessarily mean that the OpenStack version you want to change underneath. So how is that managed, and what's the possibility for the community to actually drive the scenario selection?
Well, the scenario, there is no question. If people claim they want to manage a scenario, they would be in charge of scenario in front of the release manager. So we will report to the release manager. Okay, and if they want to do it in the next release, they can continue as long as they want. That's why at the beginning, during the two or third version, there were quite a lot of scenarios. So there were lots of things. So there was a bit of an explosion of scenarios. I think it became more reasonable recently, especially because of the number of installers that were supporting also the scenario, because you can ask, I want to support a scenario, but you need it to support usually of somebody from the installer to do the basic for your installation of your infrastructure. But there was no selection. I think people say that they were respecting all the milestones, they were okay for that.
I was going to say that the scenarios are determined by the resources. You can't just propose a scenario and you bring no resources to do it. That's the point. Because we had that problem. And so if you bring resources, it'll happen. If you don't, people already sort of, and similar to what happens in, you know, ONAP. You have use cases. If no one comes to the table to do it, then it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So the selection process is duocracy.
Yeah. Actually, what's the installers now that are left that's really active?
I think you have still Red Hat.
Oh, really? Okay.
You have Fuel, which is also
provided scenario. I think Fuel,
who is
Fuel?
Fuel
is Mirantis. Okay.
Fuel or the Mirantis Cloud platform.
Okay.
Sorry.
The start the old Seoul, or is it the
new one? They migrate to the new one.
Most of the people actually supporting the fuel installer are actually EMEA rather than Mirantis personnel itself. But EMEA is supporting it because it's the only installer that can handle ARM with Linux, Little Indian support.
There's been a over the last year and a half, there's been a steady move toward Kubernetes, and so I think at this point all of our installers now
they all support Kubernetes, and then the Clover project is kind of working on what some of those compositions need to look like. Where we're not as I would say we're not nearly as well versed or as breadth and depth with cloud native stuff as we are with OpenStack. Then again, I think a lot of the operators are also still, there aren't a ton that are really prepared to go all out cloud native at this juncture either. So that's a little bit more forward looking right now. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that I just thought of that we didn't touch is that we also have sort of a set of federated community test labs. Some of which are hooked into the CI/CD system so that we are deploying the different scenarios on different hardware in different labs. And then some of them are kind of used for the development sometimes of features or testing or something like that, but many of them are in the release process. So when we're doing the CI/CD, the various scenario installs, they are happening in different labs, geographically distributed, and on different hardware platforms, basically.
And the good thing about Orange, they have, OpenFE and ONAP, so at least they're...
Main interest was has the ability to continuously be able to test.
Yeah.
And for ONAP, for example, what I say during my session, when you are starting a Zoom test on ONAP, we look for problem to see if the problem was at infrastructure level or at ONAP level, at the application level. So we regularly rerun all the things coming from a DNA, especially the functional test, to be sure that the system is still writing as expected with good performances. And also, we run other orchestrator on other VI. If everything is fine, then we estimate that the trust is enough. And when problem with ONAP, we say, okay, probably the problem is more at application level. So it's a way also to eliminate some possible issues. But we are massively reusing that on our infrastructure now.
Massively reusing what?
All the content. Every week, because it's quite to be quite on. We use it at gating when we install new system in our chain, just to be sure that it's just running, all the connectivity points are correct. So as it's gating, it should be relatively quick. So we just run the test L check and some smoker test, so the equivalent of the OpenStack gating or the equivalent of gating. But every week we want also to run the performance test. We want to run full rally. Test for OpenStack on full Kubernetes performance test for question of hour there, and then run them every night, and then we have the report automatically pushing data and be sure that we don't have problems with our infrastructure. So our infrastructure is relatively under control thanks to all the testing and to the work done, and then we will use all the ONAP assets to deploy ONAP to make this performance power. And we are reusing the object. We develop also some internal.
And what I was trying to do is, OpenAV, we've had this struggle of getting all the carriers to start using these and so forth. And so the discussion we've been having, everyone comes in and out, and they're at different levels. So what I was trying to do is trying to point everyone, at least when they try to do to look at all the OpenFE tests, because that's focusing on, the whole Vim and the NFVI, and then, like I said, we got to see what we're on the ONAP side. And then when you want to get into the whole VNF, structure, then we try to go a little bit more toward if you want to be ONAP validated, then we try to go point people to like the ONAP, you know, VVP, VNFSK and stuff like that. But let me just tell you quick, I don't want to go through the slides, but I'll just tell you what got Tina.
Another aspect, as we are speaking about ONAP for community collaboration or integration, one question was raised also, as we have a scenario up and running, once we have an open stack available or a Kubernetes available, the plan is to deploy an ONAP on make this on additional hardware. Today, the CICD ONAP is mainly done in a WinRiver lab or in Amazon, you know, by Android or in AWS.
Well, different carriers left.
It would be interesting if we have some space to add also the possibility. So that's what we're doing. We have the possibility to run ONAP on top of this scenario. So we will look
for ONAP on top of what the OPNFB has.
On top of an OPNFB scenario, yeah. So you will be able to run ONAP on benefits from the great asset, which is the Ferrosound.
Yeah.
So you have lots of different hardware, including ARM hardware,
Big
66 hardware. You have different bundles, you have
HP, UCS. Oh, here's Cedric. Yeah. So you can go to him. I said, go to him for all the details that these guys have come up with.
Yeah. Whenever, I'd say, I thought 2 years ago, so you can share questions. But, yeah,
Before I want to just go through just to make sure, because so if you think about your carrier and you want to, you know, start deploying VNF, so first you have to come up with your whole NFVI VIN structure. You have to get that installed. If you're an OpenStack, so the concept again, like I said, is everyone's trying to get this stuff to work, trying to install it, validate it, and then there's bugs in OpenStack and so forth. And so that was the purpose of OPNFV, to at least, you know, create a build structure, make sure, you know, whatever the bugs are that, you know, fundamentally make it work, and then try it with like these, you know, VNFs just to make sure that the NFVI and VIM are working. Then now you go to this other side. Once that's in place, so ONAP people, they come and say, that's all up and running, everything's working. So that's the reason why OPNFV is there. So once you assume it's all working, then you try to, you now want to do an OSS on a VNF or a PNF. So now you have to install ONAP, and of course it's using this infrastructure. And so that's why the two actually are very complementary. But like, you know, Morgan was saying, let's say something doesn't work. Well, did you not set up your VIM correctly, or did ONAP not set up the VNF, or the VNF has a bug, right? So it's actually pretty complex, you know. And if you don't really do this for real, you don't appreciate how complex this is. And then now you're trying to do it over and over again, and your company, like one we know, says we're going to do 2,000 or 100,000 of things, or 90% of our network. And I mean, you have to get into this whole automation and flushing things out ahead of time. And so,
the question is, so functions trying to validate the installation is what kind of the an open stack equivalent one for owner.
I mean, as I said, we have deployed Column Seven, which is not about anything for but we are just reusing FunTest on top of that.
Even
our production system, to be from the vendor, that has nothing to deal with OpenV. We are reusing FunTest on top of the RP to qualify the system. For a long time, I think OpenV was really the solar function. So because we have to produce something, and the idea was, okay, we are going to create a package with an open stack on SDN controller. The installation was always a nightmare from one after another. OpenV was supposed to provide the recipe to do that very easily, and automatically through some time. So it did that mainly at the beginning. But today, for example, as OpenStack installer becomes also relatively stable, we decided, for example, to move to practical launch, which is from OpenStack upstream. But the equivalent of the test, if we reuse only the test from the case of OpenStack, we are losing the VNF. We are losing additional things that are not the core target of OpenStack.
Well, they don't care. The network, okay, they set up the network. But we care, you know, the throughput, DVDK, NUMA, whatever it is, and we need to flush that up.
I would say they care also. We're not the only ones who have the question, but The two first release, I think, the release page of OpenAPV, they were only linked to download the procedure to automatically install. Since version 3 or 4, you start getting all the test tooling at the same level. And I would say that the evolution now is, at least from my perspective as a service provider, what my interest is to get up to date testing tools that I can reuse
everywhere.
And also with Yardstick now, there's this NSB meeting right after network service benchmarking. We're doing even more kind of benchmarking of application to smoke test the larger variety.
So for the benchmarking of the open slider, so that's right, we are using also Yardstick. Yardstick is running something more related to telcos. But we also leverage through the integration done in Fantest, the integrated checker on VMTP. So that's two upstream projects coming from OpenStack. We have not been developed at all, but they have been integrated in a Fantest Docker. So, you know, on our side, we are in that, and we are able to see if the east, west, north, south compute performance is still okay. So that's something. I don't know if you plan, you say maybe a rally will be moved there because it's tomorrow or so.
Maybe in a benchmark.
So, both are coming from the benchmark. Yeah, I think it's used more to try to establish API on the infrastructure, which is very hard because depending on your hardware, depending on a lot of things today, you cannot see, okay, I don't know, my throughput should be there. And what crazy from maybe when there were lots of scenario running, is we were collecting lots of results coming from different hardware. And then we started doing some analytics on that, on being able to fix some pressure by processing, not just by saying, okay, this should be this figure. But it was really because we have lots of source of tests and we start getting data. And as we have this scenario now, I think it's more problematic. But if we would open the testing to other environments, we could replace.
So what started this other, which started this meeting was, I showed this slide, but this was trying to show from a tooling point of view. And the more I understand, well, you stuff go through auto, but the more that I'm realizing, she totally misunderstood what I was trying to say. And I was just trying to say, you have OPNFV and you have ONAP, and we want to have a common tooling database. And she goes, and then what the comment was, auto does this. And I was like, it does? And then I'm finding out what auto does. I'm like, that's nothing to do with what I was trying to say. So she totally misunderstood. That's why I was like, it's not worth showing this slide, but we're trying to get organized. So why don't you go through the auto? That would be useful. If you have slides, great. If you don't, then, you know, just, you know, talk us through it a little bit.
Most of it has been already summarized by Morgan here. So we have quite great tooling to install the OpenStack on the well-defined hardware. It has been proven through the time. So the idea was, okay, let's consider ONAP as another application.
Another upstream, basically. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So we already have, as I said, the different possibilities of the open set. But so we have the DBDK, the VPP, you can choose that the ODL should be part of it. And based on the scenario you select and the installer you choose, this is prepared for you from the scratch, including installing the system and installing the OpenStack and executing the set of the upstream test cases to verify the platforms. So we also, we're expecting to, okay, let's modify the scenario because it's quite easy. Let's show how it could be done. And after this platform is up and running, just try to deploy ONAP on top of this OpenStack. So it can be useful for even the people who are already, or vendors who are already familiar with the OPNAV, they are deploying it, and now, for example, they are interested to try ONAP to get hands-on and try what it really can. So they can choose the same framework they used before to install the OPNAV, and then the ONAP will be deployed for them, and they can start to decide.
So once the ONAP is deployed, who tests that ONAP is behaving as expected?
We were at the deployment part. Yeah. So currently, someone, for example, wants to use it on the lab as a service can reserve one machine, try to install the virtual deployment of the OPMAV, and then the ONET on top of it. Of course, it's not that powerful enough to really run all the ONET components, but at least it starts to really investigate it. So we did a simple usage of existing processes which are already on the OPMAV and hook just the installation of the ONET on it. So this was one part of what the project was focusing on.
Well, you know, this is interesting. So when Helen owned the whole, I mean, she still owns it, but Young's not doing it, the integration of ONAP. Her vision originally was to actually do exactly that. But the first release was so basic that the APIs didn't even like, she thought all the developers figured out the APIs. No one did it. Everyone did their own little thing. So she had a struggle just even doing a build. So in some sense, you really want to take the vision of what you want to do with that integration team, therefore beyond making the build work and then, you know, things just APIs all line up. Then you would want to go to that next level of, you know, how do we verify ONAP's really working, you know, versus just a build, right? And the use case is supposed to do that, but they're usually finding out all these flaws. So maybe if the carriers really also need that, then that's a discussion you probably should have with Yang's team to just figure out where are we and how do we build upon it. But the problem, though, is on the ONAP part is, you know, on the NFEI and VIM, there's only so many combinations, and the real problem is the releases. Everyone's on all these different releases. On the ONAP, everyone says, I only want this piece. I only want that piece. I want that. So it's a challenge.
Yeah, it seems to me like
a challenge.
That the actual deployment of ONAP is less relevant to the open NFE vision than the actual ZNF onboarding on the VIM, right? So that's more relevant to actually testing the infrastructure, right? So
yeah, but you want to use the ONAP flow because maybe it messed up to onboard it and then, you know, start flushing out your VNF. Right? You said, no, that doesn't matter?
Well, to me, you know, installing ONAP somewhere,
yeah,
it does what it does,
yeah,
it's a separate problem than actually testing the infrastructure. That's more important as far as open NFC is concerned.
Oh, that the ONAP interaction with the whole VIM with the VNF.
That's right. That's,
oh, yeah, yeah. No, I totally agree. I actually agree.
So,
oh, yeah, you're just saying they're focused on.
Taking that on is actually a distraction.
Oh, I see.
Because
use ONAP on
the. Use it, and however you install it, it's ONAP's problem. But then, you know, how it interacts with the underlying platform is OpenNFE's issue.
And do it an integration from that point.
Well, and then between the two pieces are VNFs, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, can we actually get VNFs stood up between the OSS and the infra together? And I think that's a point where we both care, and we both care if it's not working, how to troubleshoot and find out where the issues are, to kind of what Morgan, you know, is doing and is
they just look at the OpenStack. They have their own gateway and test cases that
yep.
And I do expect ONAP to have similar gateway testing that
yep.
would be involved by something. This
yep. is where you're testing the infrastructure.
Use both, yeah. To do the integration piece. But I think that on ONAP, this piece is missing. What I think is to have a gating system just to validate on that.
Yeah, but the suggestion is, I thought, what's your name again?
Raza.
Raza. And you're from where?
Marantis.
Oh, Marantis. Oh, I should not make a snide remark from field and nothing. Yeah. But what I was going to say was, no, here's a valid point. Like OpenStack is trying to make sure they get their act together, this discussion of who validates ONAP pieces really fit together should be in the ONAP.
Yes,
but who, yes. What you saying? We don't have it.
No, I know that. That's why it's an ONAP discussion. And it sounded like OPNFV was starting to encroach in that area. And I think the concern is it's a rat nest. And the more value that OPNFV might do is use ONAP as you put it on top of the OPNFV and then make sure things work. Because that is...
Yeah, and I think that's what
that
our goal and scope is. Yeah, I think that's all.
Oh, so you're not worrying about how ONAP installation, whether it works or not, that stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of test cases we use to verify the OPNFE platform, but they are not developed by the OPNFE. Those are just the upstream test cases, which are for the OpenStack. Yeah, so tooling which is there provided by the OPNFE just ensures that it's correctly executed and then reports the results.
So cross testing project framework has been used by
Oh, no matter what installation they...
Yes, whatever installation. And the contract is in the same
I see.
We have this one from the first installation.
Yeah. As an orange open lab that anyone can join, these are some of the choices you have. If you want to run your test in orange. Whose integration team? Oh, you talked with Helen. Oh, that's it. This is useful. Yeah, no, it wasn't her focus because she was had her hands full on this other stuff of just getting whatever the ONAP release was. But as a different carriers, that actually might be a useful.
Yeah.
But to be fair, wait, is this written down somewhere? But is it, this discussion or this information, is this written down? Where do we go for this? If you guys can send us the link and then we...
We can't hear you.
Yeah, and you demoed it in Amsterdam.
I know, but you know, some people are there, some people aren't. If you can.
Which integration meeting? The Okina Beat?
No, Helen's. I think he described it now.
Oh, it was in Helen's meeting. Well, Jan's meeting. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I agree.
We have some scripts that are developing in JAI,
but besides Young's integration team, do you have it anywhere else? Like, is it in your open lab? In the end, you're describing what the open lab environment is and the capabilities, right? No, this, just even the feature set that you can now do all these different modules versus the actual execution of script. No, I know, but do you, in the same GitHub, do you have a slide deck or a document that describes all the capabilities that you have versus looking at the code or the script? Huh? Where? Wiki, which wiki? Wait, which, okay, the ONAP, okay, fine, but where? ONAP has a lot of, you think it's under Young's integration? Is that where you said it is? All the overview? The, oh, under the ONAP lab? Okay. Yeah, but the problem is, you know, the problem, Morgan, is you've got some carriers here, some carriers not. How do we get this a little bit more front and center? You know, I'm telling you, I mean, is
have we written a case study on, we've written a case study on Orange recently.
You know,
have we not?
But what I was going to say was, do you know what I'm finding? Because this is what we used to do when we did the SCIC. We had the NOC. All these carrier issues were there, and we had, and then you could go to one place. Here, we're all like, it's everywhere, and then I'm not up and on. There is. There's supposed to be, and you want an end user advisory group page, and then you want to stick all the stuff there. Because, you know, I'm getting questions that are, where it got, and I'm trying to figure it out, because I don't know what's going on. And then you find a tier. That's hard.
We need...
Chat.
Huh? Put the link chat.
So oh, you put the link in the chat?
I mentioned one for
this. Okay.
There's one for OpenAV, one for ONAP, but there's no one for Linux.
Yeah, we were supposed to do that last year, but Phil, we're getting that kicked off.
Oh, Phil's here.
Okay.
Okay, but this discussion is, and me and Morgan and I were having a discussion. There's a lot of stuff that's been going on that's very, very good. And carers are coming in and out at different times or different people leave. And it's like, how do you get started? How do you even know? I even have vendors telling me the same thing. And I'm like, well, healthy, no, I'm trying to figure it out. So we need a when you do the end user group, you need a wiki link. And then as all these stuff comes up that the carers are, you know, asking, you know, you have a place to say, go here. Whereas right now we're saying, you know, go to Young's integration, go to the, I mean, it's like, you're like, oh my God. You know, I just want to get up to speed to see what is going on before I, you know. Instead, you go to a meeting. In the meeting, you got people who've been doing this for like years, and they're like all talking, and you're like, what the hell's going on, right? That's the problem. And you got to break it down to a lot of things, like, you know, where do I do, I'll make it up, my BNF requirement? Where do I do my testing? Where do I do last? I mean, I don't know. You can probably, after a while, the questions will be good for grouping it. And then, huh? Well, I would say, I like the way, to be fair, I like, not to say the cleanest, but I actually like ONAP sort of, the way they've set certain things up. It's just the problem is you still, same thing like everything, you gotta know where to look. But it's sort of structured. Half of it's like structure and correctness. So I'm not looking for just an FAQ. Because, you know, meetings happen, things start getting discussed, and people start putting their talk. So at least if you can point them to the right direction.
I ask you that from my side because open energy is an integration project. And in some sense, on us, it's also an integration project. There is a lot of different work in the software from different consoles.
Here? This is my thing with them.
I don't think that was me.
It's not joined by the audience, not you.
Yeah, because I'm not even on, I think.
It wasn't me.
Who's that? Pierre?
Yeah. I've been muted listening.
No, that's fine. Pierre, I want to talk to you, but anyhow, keep going.
So there are different tools in OpenNFV that help in automation of installation, different sets. All this is also required to test the OMA itself. As I said, OMA is a huge integration project also. It requires a huge test. So we need to discuss about some help from the OpenNFV side.
We can help.
To maintain each release of OMA.
So you're triggering the same tests from OpenNFV.
To use the same methodology, the same tools. The experience of the guys from OpenNFV. So,
we need to be on here. Yeah, I mean, I don't know the technical details of how much can be reused or how to do it, but it seems like something that
because that plan
would be helpful to own app.
Yeah, but I mean, let's repeat what I suggested because so in the end, you have OpenStack that has to make sure their stuff works. You have ONAP that should make sure their stuff works, right? And OPNFE that was really working on the Vim, you know, that side to make sure it works sort of, right? And then you had a set of, in this case, VNF stuff to say, did all these pieces do their job correctly, right? And of course, you want to get to the next level of testing, more sophisticated and so forth, you know, stress, whatever, and so forth. And what I gather is OPNFE is turning a little bit more and more into the testing with the VNFs on the platform versus focusing on building the platform.
Yeah. So I think because we've solved a lot of the early build
and
problems.
Also to be fair, everyone's doing their own build and stuff like that. But it's a way to validate but once you build it, whatever tools you use.
OpenNFV test, OpenStack, OpenDaylight,
DBDK, whatever.
The stators, they work together. But the same is on ONAP. ONAP is using Open.
I think
Open Daylight and different things, and so this is the same size of the problem.
I think what you're asking is, given the scope of sort of continued work on ONAP integration specifically, which is complex, is there some reuse of understanding of methodology, tooling, and scripting from OPNFV world that could accelerate ONAP's internal needs? And I think that that's a question worth asking. Who can answer that question?
Well, no, wait, let me go through history. I had Helen, I think, link up with you, and it didn't go anywhere. Now, now we're further along. Like I said, we had basic problems. We couldn't do a build of anything. So maybe now's a good time to have Yang Zhu, who's now the PTL, who had worked for Helen, right? On the ONAP integration to maybe have a discussion with the OPNFV to see if there's any reuse.
I can go back to history and tell you the simplest is just take a Clearwater use case, ask Tina Sue to pursue that on from ONAP side by through SDC or whatever they use and run it on OPNFV.
They already have that.
No, but that should be continuous, right? If it,
no, they already have that. We're having a discussion on the ONAP. What?
Clearwater was in B-release in OPNFV. It never came up to E-release and S-release. Is it working right now?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
It's been in every release since then.
Cedric just told me that.
That is the case. Tina can use that directly.
Yeah.
You don't need to do anything additional.
No, we were talking about if you use ONAP to provision it.
Yeah. So the ONAP provisioning part of Clearwater, they can take it up, right, from the ARM side of it. See, the Tina's auto project is what she's talking about.
No, you totally confused me.
I think you're
let me go down his track, because that's not the discussion. And I just want to say something very specific, because I know a little bit more. So in the ONAP, even though it's based on ODL, if you look at it's all intertwined. They're actually taking the source code and they're doing all this stuff, right? Versus in OPNFV, you just take ODL and you just put it there and whatever people do. It's really being
just different. However,
well, yeah. So we can have Young, because I don't know where we're at anymore. And like I said, that was the original, because I came from OPNFV. And so when I came over on this side, I was trying to encourage them. But like I said, they had such basic problems, it was not even. So maybe now things are a little bit further along that we should have that discussion.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it feels to me like ONAP shouldn't be, unless I'm wrong, shouldn't necessarily be having to do a lot of, like, say, specific ONAP to ODL integration testing, especially if, you know, OPNFV is doing that within the Vim. Integration testing, and it should just be like kind of, you know,
but it's
just the ONAP bits,
yeah, but
relating
not,
with
but
just
ODL is not a good example bits. Because it's really taking the source code of ODL and creating the SDNC, and that's a different discussion.
Okay,
that's not a build. That's development.
That was a development. All right, so that seems like work that seems unnecessary.
Yeah, but I don't know enough about, did they just take whatever, ODL version 6, and then they just, put it in and added their other things around it, or they really modified?
And the answer is that, yes, they did. They're actually just taking ODL upstream.
Oh, okay.
And they do it on purpose, because remember, the rest of ONAP is Apache and Open Daylight is ETL, and they need to keep that separation.
Oh, I see.
But is that the
that? The test would work in a similar way.
Okay. I didn't know that. Okay, but anyhow, we need to pull in Yang for this discussion.
Because I think in integration projects in ONAP today, I think there are a lot of pressure and they are already focusing on working on use case deployment.
Yes.
So there's some bathing.
Yes.
Yes. And it's very loud because they wanted to show something that looks very realistic from service provider.
Yes.
And they didn't have time to do basic things from CI.
Yes.
Because they were too involved in that. Also, as in OpenAV, we have the same issue. It means that we have milestones.
Yes.
At milestone, the component should be ready. That's sometimes to the integration team to be able to properly work.
Yes.
But in OpenAV, the milestone is announced okay, but the docker and all the components are only ready a few days before the release.
Yes.
So all the pressure comes to the integration team that should make everything work as magic.
Yes.
In German, one way.
Yes.
So that's the routine. And they have really pressure to support this time the 5G stage.
Yes. Yes.
And that's a mix of manual and machine script.
Yes.
It cannot be automated most of the time because you have proprietary components coming from vendor.
Yes.
So it cannot be used in CI/CD
very
properly, but it's time consuming.
Yeah. Is that the right use of the integration design team to have them what sounds like essentially setting up demos instead of getting the CI/CD to enable ONAP to be more functional? I mean, I realize it sounded snarkier than I meant it, but.
Yeah, but the problem is, like, I mean, it's right on. You got to justify, the carriers have to justify it internally why they should have even do ONAP, and so you need a use case that they care about that works.
But then you never get into the operations team or deployment if you're not fixed
they never
your actual
convince, yeah, but if you can't keep your management, if you can't keep your management supporting this, then everything falls apart.
They're not going to support it if we don't fix the S3 problems.
In the end, it's resources. You can do all this stuff, you just need more resources. But I don't care. Let's have the discussion with Young and see if there's anything. We can do it again. This is 2 years ago when we had the discussion. Let's start it again.
Yeah, to basically accelerate the ONAP.
Yeah.
The ONAP CI/CD needs,
Young
how much,
here,
how, let's figure out how much reuse and how much faster
but
that can help.
Young is here, here tomorrow, yeah. So if we can find the right two people to have the discussion, it's just him and, you know, that would be great.
How many people are on the integration team? Out of curiosity.
Oh, I don't know. I know Huawei Actually, I don't know how many Huawei. I only know here.
How many committers there are,
so on? I have no idea all the other folks.
Oh, God.
Right,
how many contributors?
On who? On ONAP?
On ONAP integration team.
And Jan will know all this.
Gary, Matto, Brian,
Jan. Yeah, but you don't think there's people behind them doing stuff? There's people behind me doing stuff. I just don't know. You know.
Okay.
Jan would know.
But who on the OPNFE side is the right person?
Cedric. Who else is here?
Is it Cedric?
Probably.
So not Frank Brockner.
Frank is gone, but he's not here. Who else do we have? Anyone from XCI around lunch? Oh, Trevor Bramwell. Mm-hmm. He left over lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, he came.
Oh, I was gonna say I saw him.
No, he went home during after lunch. But so
maybe send mail to, you have Yang's email? I can give it you. And then maybe set something up.
I don't want to be in the middle of setting up meetings and doing schedules right now because I will be a long pole and not be helpful.
Well, because then send me the mail of who on the OPNFE side and I'll link them in with Yang and then maybe have a discussion. And in the end, I think we should give it all to Pierre because he does testing.
Because he's not here.
Yeah, he's not
and
here.
He gets action items.
Yeah.
I deserve that.
Pierre, you should have been here. I want to talk to you.
I really wanted to be. It was a last minute no go.
Oh, I see. You were going to come here. Okay. Well, I'll send you mail and we can. I came up with some other brainy ideas. How you react? Okay. Is that helpful? Sort of.
So basically, we want as many people as we can get from OPNFE Rel Engine, XCI, and Funk Test, and as many people from from ONAP integration team.
Yeah.
Who are here? So
if you can send me the name of who might be here,
or the email,
except from the
ONAP side.
No, but you got Young here.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much details he knows. I assume he knows because he's been doing a lot of this stuff. Oh, you did?
And what did they say? No?
No, he didn't say no at all. But you see, his mission more are something to deliver the use case and the integration for.
Oh, so it's the same discussion you had.
The integration world is not understood the same way. Integration project, from my perspective, not really integration, mainly doing a scale automation for the different beliefs.
Well, it's doing end-to-end testing.
Yeah,
doing end-to-end system testing.
But it's not.
Use cases.
Is there equivalent of OPNFE Rel Eng and ONAP? Is it sort of the integration team is doing what you plus?
Yeah.
Well, that's the Linux Foundation staff. I mean, like the Rel Eng project, which is the CI/CD project of a focused CI/CD project.
And there rarely is a project
executable,
right?
That's why we had one, right? But the integration project now is splitting its time between kind of basically use case driven testing and the CI/CD.
Again, as is common in most.
Yeah, that's fine. But I just.
It's doing end to end system testing.
We should.
Individual projects do integration testing amongst themselves.
Yeah.
And that's what they call pairwise testing. And that's interesting.
But like really getting CICD, like infrastructure to support.
Time to do the tools. No, like Open Daylight, the people who do that are, as you said, on Andy and Open Daylight, it's Jessica and Bent on phone.
Okay.
And that's all the farther they go in doing.
Okay. And it's because for an integration project that OPNFC has done something.
Yeah,
Thomas is a volunteer.
Exactly.
But maybe you can maybe some of.
And everyone's driven by.
That's why we want to leverage everything you've done.
Yeah. All right. So in terms of people, I've got noted. I've got.
Yeah, but he's like, he's making a comment. He tried that. I'm like listening, like, it's not going to go anywhere.
Well, I mean, but it sounds as though we talked about sort of that other aspect of what the integration project does. We haven't done a really focused
how much of OPNFV CI/CD could be reused by ONAP integration projects? And do you, I mean, you know more about this than I do technically. Do you think that that's...
Let's just try to see if we can get them there.
So I've got Trevor, Morgan, Cedric, and Jessica. Who else?
Maybe get me in the middle. I can't believe I'm getting this. Did this decades ago. I don't remember any of this stuff.
Who from Funktest, the NextCI, and Relinge are here from OPNFV?
Okay, I'm sorry. We're like trying to figure out another meeting then. Anything else?
And Cedric and Trevor.
Is this useful?
Is that all?
Clear, you know, it's clearer than mud? Or clear as mud?
Mark is
the name of the other Relinge person.
Mark Byron, you can include
him. He
was asking
me. So, yeah, the other chief.
Heather, you can include Mark Byron.
See, he works for who?
He's the one in Dell.
Oh, he's the Dell. I mean, I recognize the name.
He was inquiring about XCI. And
okay.
He works in this area. He's one who can help.
Keep me in the loop.
Okay, I think we're done.
No. I was going to tell her I want
to be done.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
Ben, I was waiting for you to do it, and she's doing it.
Did you find Mark Biden?
She doesn't even have mine.
Okay, just a second.
Yep.
An email versus the worst.
I'll send you an email.
Oh,
wait,
no, she's not.
Right, that's the whole thing we're talking about.
Okay, thank you. Pierre. Pierre, are you on? Oh, he dropped off. After we gave him the action item, he dropped off. Well, he heard we're just fooling around. Okay,
but right, then I know I've emailed you, but your email address is not auto-completing. What is it again? Sorry?
End meeting.